The question was asked in the middle of the Haggadah. We have this large segment that's a discussion of how many makot was each makah composed of? And how many makot did they get by the sea? So the pasuk describes dam veish v'timot ashan, evra v'zam, mishlachat malachi ra'im, charon apo. The pasuk describes many terms of wrath that came to play with the makot. And one opinion says every makah that the Egyptians got was composed of five, so they got a total of 50 in Egypt. And then by the sea, they got five times that. Another opinion says they were composed of four, and on the sea, they got five times that. Three different opinions as to how many aspects there were in each makah. And we know that they got five times as much by the sea. Well, what are they telling us here? So the pshat that resonates most with me is what the Sephorno says. The Sephorno says, imagine what's happening as we're standing by the sea. You have the Egyptians following the Jews. And after all the plagues they underwent, you hit the final night. It's the seventh, the night of the seventh of Pesach. And the Egyptians are standing behind us. And the sea splits on our behalf. And the Egyptians have to decide if they will give chase or not. Now, before that scene, you tell yourself, well, a year has passed since they got the plague of blood. 11 months have passed since they got the plague of grasshoppers. 10 months have passed since they got the plague of lice. 9 months have passed since they got the plague of wild animals, etc. Tell us our sages, no. As they were standing there the night before, well, everything started all over again. They got the plague of blood, only five times as bad as it had been in Egypt. Every cup of water they had turned to blood, and however it happened, it got even worse. Frogs were attacking them galore, much worse than it had been back in Egypt. Lice, they were scratching five times worse than they were in Egypt. Every one of the plagues was replicated in a manner that was five times as harsh as what had happened in Egypt. Now, whether it means literally that the plague came to play in the same sense as it was in Egypt, or it means new plagues plagued them that were five times as harsh, I believe it means new plagues. I have a hard time thinking it was the old plague five times as much. I think when Chazal say they got five times the plague, it means five times the plague in the sense of their suffering, that new plagues attacked them by the sea. And the reason I think that is because when the Egyptians chased the Jews, they were all riding on horses. Where'd those horses come from? In the plague of pestilence in Dever, all their animals died. So you say, no, the righteous Egyptians still had horses. So who had horses now? You see that when the sea came crashing down on them, they still had horses. Right? So that certainly sounds like the Makkah of Dever did not play itself out again. Right? And there are other examples we could ask about. So the darkness, right? If it got so dark that they couldn't move, then have they continue chasing us in the morning? Meaning, so there are a lot of questions here. And that's why I assume what Chazal meant is that they were plagued five times as hard, but not that the same plague was replicated five times as hard. New plagues came that were five times as harsh, whatever that means. And the idea is that we're noticing how in life we have a choice, whether we will recognize Hashem in this world, which is the choice those Jews who left Mitzrayim had made, or we will live in denial, which is the choice the Egyptians made. One of the themes of Yetziat Mitzrayim, and Moshe spells this out at the onset of the plagues, is V'yade'u Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Hashem says, I want Egypt to recognize I am God. Ramban explains that the Egyptians were the masters of all sorcery. So when the Egyptians say, this is God, then everyone says, well, if the Egyptians say that, then fine. They know best. So that was part of the idea. But the Egyptians were going to try and fight it to the end. And that's the theme that we're that we're expanding on when we're saying how much they suffered in Mitzrayim, how much they suffered by the sea. We're saying on the one hand, take a look at their insistence, we're going to keep fighting. On the other hand, look at how much Hashem was helping us. It's the two sides of the same coin, which we're noting throughout. Only here we're taking it to the final straw, where they're at the final moment and they still decide we're going against Hashem and we're pursuing His people. That's the way the Sephorno explains that these opinions are there to point out to us the Egyptian obstinance. They're continuing to pursue even though they're suffering so much more by the sea.